Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. Alongside the numerous journals that began by publishing online, many print journals embraced technology and began printing selections from their pages online as well. Their decision gives readers the opportunity to not only sample the poems, but to read other features the journal publishes. One of the best of these is the journal Rattle, which can be found online at www.rattle.com. Rattle publishes a broad swath of poetry that embraces both national and international poets and genres ranging from lyric to experimental. A recent contributor to the journal was Kechi Kuipers. The recipient of multiple fellowships, including a Wallace Stegner Fellowship from Stanford University, Kuipers serves as the editor of the literary journal Poetry Northwest, and she is the author of a new collection of poetry, All Its Charms. Today's poem is Prayer by Kechi Kuipers. Prayer. Perhaps as a child you had the chicken pox and your mother, to soothe you in your fever or to help you fall asleep, came into your room and read to you from some favorite book, Charlotte's Web or Little House on the Prairie, a long story that she quietly took you through until your eyes became magnets for your shuddering lids and she saw your breathing go slow. And then she read on, this time silently and to herself, not because she didn't know the story. It seemed to her that there had never been a time when she didn't know this story, the young girl and her benevolence, the young girl in her sod house, but because she did not yet want to leave your side, though she knew there was nothing more she could do for you. And you, not asleep, but simply weak, listened to her turn the pages, still feeling the lamp warm against one cheek, knowing the shape of the rocking chair's shadow as it slid across your chest, so that now, these many years later, when you are clenched in the damp fist of a hospital bed or signing the papers that say you won't love him anymore, when you are bent at your son's gravesite or haunted by a war that makes you wake with the gun cocked in your hand, you would like to believe that such generosity comes from God, too, who now, when you have the strength to ask, might begin the story again, just as your mother would, from the place where you have both left off. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast will be available on the library's website. In the future, episodes will be available on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.